Pro-abortion radicals to terrorize churches on Mother's Day. By Wendell Hussebo on May 6, 2022. Pro-abortion radicals plan to terrorize Catholic churches on Mother's Day after a Supreme Court leak revealed Roe v. Wade may be overturned. Ruth Sent Us, a radical left organization, has sent out a notice over social media of sadistic protests occurring at unknown church locations throughout metropolitan cities. Whether you're a Catholic for choice, ex-Catholic, of other or no faith, recognize that six extremist Catholics set out to overturn Roe. Stand at or in a local Catholic church Sunday, May 8, the radical group tweeted on May 3. Protests on Sunday are part of a so-called week of action. Ruth Sent Us has also published the justice's supposed home addresses online for the radical protesters to locate and therefore intimidate the justices. Rise up May 8 to 15 and beyond. At the homes of the six extremist justices, three in Virginia and three in Maryland, its website says. Our 6-3 extremist Supreme Court routinely issues rulings that hurt women, racial minorities, LGBTQ+, and immigrant rights, the group's website said. We must rise up to force accountability using a diversity of tactics. The group's reference to Ruth and its name appears to be a reference to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was a strong defender of the legal right to abort babies. But this group's use of her name is ironic because Ginsburg was very cordial and friendly with fellow conservative justices, including her best friend, Justice Antonin Scalia. Ginsburg also criticized Roe as a bad decision, despite agreeing with its conclusion. A second group is also planning activities during the week of action. Beginning on May 8, radical protesters are planning to protest outside Catholic churches. The second group's name is Rise Up for Abortion Rights, which is planning to wear green Handmaid's Tale outfits in protest to compare pro-life laws to the rape and motherhood in Margaret Atwood's novel. This action is called for by a collective of Spanish, sick, speaking women's rights groups plus activists across the country, including from Brides March, Dominican Women's Development Center, Ni Una Menus, and Lust 17, according to Rise Up for Abortion Rights schedule. Several cities will be hosting protests outside of prominent churches in their towns. These can look like a group of people holding signs wearing Handmaid's Tale outfits, passing out flyers outside to churchgoers or doing a die-in. Since the Supreme Court leak, violent attacks have gained traction against the pro-life community. On Thursday, Antifa reportedly attacked a pregnancy center in Portland and allegedly wrote "fuck CPCs," "crisis pregnancy center," and bashed the windows of the facility. On Wednesday, a church in Denver, Colorado was vandalized with smashed windows and spray-painted pro-abortion messages, The Washington Times reported. The vandals reportedly desecrated the church with far-left slogans of "my body, my choice," and "keep your religion off our bodies." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday resisted condemning protesters from going to the justices' homes to protest because they feel outraged and scared. "I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest," she said. The left's political violence follows the 2020 destruction by social justice protesters that cost the nation $1 billion to $2 billion, Axios reported. The violence produced the greatest social unrest cost in the nation's history. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.